We're here at the GrowMark annual meeting. With me is Phil Nelson, president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. And Phil, tell me first, what is the Illinois Farm Bureau's relationship with GrowMark?
Well, actually, you know, the GrowMark system started under the auspices of Illinois Farm Bureau years ago, about 85 years ago. So we're kind of the parent of the organization. So we have a very close working relationship with GrowMark and serve on a number of committees working back and forth throughout the year.
Well, as the parents of GrowMark, you must be rather proud.
Well, they've had a very successful year. Matter of fact, I think the second best in the history of GrowMark as far as net earnings. So it's been successful. I think they continue to grow in all regions of the country and trying to really present goods and services that farmers utilize.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the crop in Illinois right now. Both corn and soybeans, but what does it look like?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I use the analogy, it's like a pair of bookends. The extreme northern part of the state looks probably the best. And extreme southern Illinois has come on, even though they got off to a late start. They've had timely rains. And then everybody in between, it's so variable. It depends on if they caught a hit or miss shower. So as you know, the crop tour came through this last week. I think it opened a few people's eyes. Not too far from where I live, they found some 80 bushel corn. We know we've been hurt and tipped back quite a bit on the corn. We've caught two or three rains in the last couple weeks. We hope that we're going to have a good bean crop. But I think the combine monitors will be very interesting to watch as we go across the field.
Well, the president visited your state a week or so ago, and I know you asked him a question when you were there, and you asked him about something extremely important for our farmers, and that is regulations coming down the pike, especially from EPA. How did you feel about the answer you got from him, and how do you feel overall about what regulations are coming down, especially from Washington?
Well, I can't go to a meeting without farmers coming up to you and expressing their concern about the regulatory challenges that stare them in the face, not only from a state perspective, but from a national perspective. And I testified this last March before one of the Senate subcommittees on this, and basically said that we need to get common sense back into this equation. I challenged the president at the Alpha meeting the same, that we're not asking for a favor, but we need some common sense or you're going to regulate what we think is the biggest industry in this country right out of production if we don't watch it. So having said that, I think the president addressed the question somewhat, but I think it also shows the need that we've got to get further engaged with the EPA so that they better understand what they're doing. I'm very concerned with what's going on in the Chesapeake Bay with the total maximum daily loads, the criteria that they're putting into the equations. And as I said to the president, if you bring that to the Mississippi River Basin, it is going to be fraught with danger by all of us involved in production agriculture.
Well, I mean, and overall, even though what we've got facing a challenging crop year, the challenges of regulation on the state and national level, agriculture is in pretty good shape right now, isn't it?
Well, you talk to many producers, whether you're livestock or grain, I think we're in some pretty good times. But having said that, you put the asterisk by it that the input costs are continuing to go up, as we know, as we're starting to price inputs for the 2012 crop. The livestock producers are under a little bit of strain with the overhead cost, input costs as it relates to feedstuffs. So having said that, though, we're experiencing some record prices in most of the commodities as we speak.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Phil?
Well, we accomplished a big victory a couple weeks ago with the Department of Transportation in Illinois. We hosted them for 2 days to give them a better appreciation of what's going on in agriculture. And with that, they dropped two of their guidance rules, the one on implements of husbandry, the other on for hire as it related to crop share leases. We continue to push forward to get the third leg of this milk stool addressed, and that's the whole interstate versus intrastate. So I feel good that they're starting to listen to a number of our concerns.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Phil Nelson, president of Illinois Farm Bureau, here at the GrowMark annual meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.